Department of Education Undersecretary Martha Cantor spoke with students and faculty at UW-Madison. She praised the increasing cooperation between the UW and the technical college system that allows more credits to be transferred between institutions. She says that's in line with similar efforts by the Obama administration. She says the goal is to increase the number of students completing college degrees while maintaining high academic standards.
So if that student becomes an auto mechanic or, you know, a plant foreman and then wants to go back and get an education at a later time or get the education while they're still working, they would meet the standard that college would enable them to meet.
Cantor also warned UW administrators that the current sequester process will eliminate about 70,000 campus work-study slots nationwide, slots many students depend on to help cover their living expenses while they study. She says the president's budget due to be released today includes proposals for simplifying the student loan application process to help students choose the best way to pay for their education.
Student behavior is to pull out a credit card first, maybe take a private loan because they get marketed, and then figure out that they might have taken a federal direct loan and had a 3.4% interest rate or a Pell Grant or whatever. So we've got to help people understand the choices that they have today.
Cantor also predicted a heated debate about the scheduled doubling of the interest rate on federal student loans from 3.4 to 6.8% scheduled to kick in this July. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.